Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and good evening. For me, it's still afternoon, but for DC, it is evening. And I want to thank you all for coming today. And I want to welcome you, and so glad that you're here. I am thrilled. I've had a very, very busy week, and so has DC. But we're here for you right now, and I want to bring on my co-host, DC Love. Oh, by the way, this is Eileen Powers. I guess I didn't even introduce myself tonight. I'm so befuddled. I got dogs barking and everything's crazy. So anyway, DC, why don't you jump in and say hi to everybody tonight?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Angel Antics, and it's always a pleasure to have you with us. And Eileen, you did see today I posted like a crazy post for Angel Antics.
Yes, I did. That was Phyllis Diller.
It was. And I just spent probably like the last 15, 20 minutes with her, and she did leave a message.
Really?
So here's,
well, what did she have to say? Why don't you share that with us?
I am. She said, "Hi, Twisted Sisters. It's an honor to be here with you on Angel Antics, even if I had to invite myself." And she's saying, "This is a great way to relax and take a little break. Housework can't kill you. My house was clean once, then the kids woke up. If you really want a clean house, ladies, keep your kids and husbands outside. I had 6 kids. People who say that they sleep like babies, they never had any. And with that many kids, the only way to stay sane is to go a little crazy. And speaking of kids, I was a really ugly baby. My parents left the hospital with paper bags over their heads. You have to realize that we all get our idiosyncrasies from our parents. Your mother is responsible for the characteristics in the eggs, and you can blame your dad for that, you know, for those bad habits that he puts in the sperm. With my parents, I didn't have a chance. That sperm and that egg, they had a fight, and my genes were scrambled. But since we're on the topic of food, Thanksgiving is almost here, and it took me 3 weeks to stuff a turkey. I stuffed it through the beak. And now that the election is over, I hope that they get health care back on track soon. Eileen, there's a new medical crisis. I don't know if you're aware of it. But doctors are reporting that men are having allergic reactions to latex condoms. They say that it causes severe swelling. So what's the problem? So we all know it's football season again, and that announcer comes on, you know, on the television, he's saying, "We interrupt this marriage to bring you, you know, football season." You look over at your husband or your boyfriend, and he asks, "Do you have anything to say before the season begins? And forget sex. It's only good if your team wins the Super Bowl." I had such an amazing, unbelievable sex drive. Every time I wanted sex, I had to drive 40 miles to my boyfriend's house. And they say that life begins after 50. By that time, I needed replacement parts. But I loved being married. It's really hard, though, to find that one special person to annoy for the rest of your life. It took me several times before I got it right. And a little piece of advice, ladies, never go to bed mad. Stay up and fight. Okay, here comes Ginger. She's letting me know that it's time to go. I just want to say that dreams give us the ability to safely be insane every night. Goodbye, everyone. And that was our message, Eileen, from Phyllis Diller.
Well, parts of it are as bad as me telling everybody to perk up their you-know-what last week. So that's pretty funny.
We actually did have a Facebook friend that sent a really funny, you know, a little, like a saying, sort of like what our theme was last week. So I told him, please join us because, you know, he'll be in good company.
Right. There we go. And, yes, we are good company. A little, you know, not always mainstream, a little sideways sometimes, but we're still good people and fun nonetheless. Right?
we are. Hey, the feathers may fly, but we still give the messages that the people want to hear.
Right. That's where those little angel antics come in and our little bit of shenanigans happen. Like last week, the phone kicked me out 5 times last week during the show for no reason. Who knows why, but that's just some of the things that happen around here. We can't help it.
It's all good.
All right. So, did you have anything that you wanted to say to our listeners before we take a few callers?
Well, you know what? I think that at least a few of our listeners had to have voted for us with the world election with the American Federation. And I just, I'm thrilled. I know you are too. And we're giving out like big heartfelt thanks to everyone for supporting us and also for voting for us. Right, Eileen?
Yes. I wasn't even aware I had been nominated, much less knowing that anybody was voting for me. So I am more than honored to have placed 215 worldwide out of 17,000 and D.C., I am honored to work with you and for you to have been my partner now for, coming up on 3 years here in January. And D.C. is number 4 recognized worldwide in the overall voting. Congratulations, D.C. That is amazing and magnificent. Congratulations.
Yes, as well as being nominated number 1 for the world's, psychic medium, I guess like the most requested or something. But I mean, it was like an amazing honor. And we just hope that, that we're here and we're helping everyone. And that's what it's all about.
Right, right. And that's our goal, is to just give a few messages each, at least once a week, to do our part, to give our gifts away so that, that we're kind of paying back the universe. And that's why we do this show, is because, when you receive these good honors and these good gifts, it's time to turn around and give something back. And so DC and I take this time each week, or we try to take it each week. Sometimes we miss, to give back to others for the gifts that we've received. And so we thank you guys for being here. If it wasn't for you, we would have no one to give to. So thank you so much for allowing us to come on each week and deliver the messages that your guides, guardians, and angels, and the masters, and those who come before us want you to know. And so, DC, with that, with that said, how about if we go ahead and take our first caller? DC, did I lose you?
Hello, can you hear me, Eileen?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I thought I lost you.
Okay. You know what? Those angel antics must be starting early this evening.
Yep, they must be. Okay, well, anyway, would you like to go ahead and take our first caller?
Yes, that'd be awesome.
All right, here we go. Area code 937. Welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to?
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the show. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I want to know if there's a message for me for love. I'm
love.
Ready.
Oh, right. Oh,
I am so ready.
Awesome. DC?
Yes, Sandy, hi, it's DC. The first thing I'm getting is the angels are saying, you really need to focus on yourself first, Sandy. So take the rest of like this month and just focus on you, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be ready for love. Does that make sense?
Sure does, yes.
Yeah, you really got to, make sure that you're loving yourself first.
Okay.
And just do nice things for you. Is there a special flower that you like? Maybe, a nice perfume, a scented candle. And getting out there and just doing, the things that you love. And when you get up every morning, look in the mirror and say, Sandy, I love you. You're such a beautiful, loving person, and you deserve the love you're desiring. Okay?
Wow.
And
okay.
that's going to help you bring that partner in, okay?
Fantastic.
And I'm getting, okay, I'm getting, like I say, I do see romance, like, coming in for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What am I getting? What are they showing me? I'm trying to see. Sometimes they just give me little pictures, and sometimes I understand, and sometimes they don't, okay. But like I said, first of all, just please, like, focus on Sandy, because you're going to be the, you know, most important person in your relationship. And that's what people forget. They get lost, you know, and it starts with you. So start loving yourself first. Appreciate, you know, like, what you have in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you invited to maybe, like, a special event coming up?
Thanksgiving, that's about it.
Okay, because I'm getting possibly around, like, an event you may meet someone, okay?
Okay?
And just, you know, keep your thoughts and your emotions on what you're desiring. And I'm getting this is going to be a time that a new and a warm and a loving relationship is going to appear, okay?
Oh, okay.
You are going to have the love you desire, but make sure that Sandy's ready before it comes in, okay?
That sounds wonderful, yes.
I'm getting this fear around you. There may be like a little fear, a little bit of doubt in regard mm-hmm. to really finding, you know, that perfect person, okay, and having a fulfilling life with them, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what I see, there's like a little bit of dark clouds over you, okay? Just know that these clouds are clearing up and the sky is going to be clear again, and you're going to have an opportunity for really true and lasting happiness, okay?
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, I see you moving, like, rather quickly. So it's going to be really, you know, amazing, okay? And you're going to be making the right choices is what the angels are telling me. And they're choices that are going to lead to fulfillment. So I'm getting there's going to be a beautiful romantic journey in your future, okay? And, you know, just affirm that I choose positive thoughts, realizing that I am creating what I want in my life. And always, you know, remain positive. But you're like you said, in the romantic department, it's going to be wonderful. Okay?
Oh, wow. Yes. I started the positive thing last week.
Okay.
All negative stuff has to go.
Yes.
No negative
really,
thoughts, nothing.
No negative thoughts, no, nothing like that. Okay. And I have Ginger coming, and that's my dog. She transitioned in July, but she was with me my whole journey, and she's still with me. She just came back. She helped Phyllis Diller get back where she was. And she's saying, Sandy, she wants you to think of yourself as a superhero, okay? And you're going to see, you know, in the near future, how amazing you really are. So if she's saying, if you could be a superhero, which one would you be, okay? So she wants you to focus on, you know, which superhero Sandy would be.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
gosh.
And we have the angel of vision. The angel of vision is coming forward and asking you, Sandy, to just, you know, move smoothly forward. You know, be willing to leave, you know, whatever is behind you. Walk toward the light, toward the path where you're going to see, you know, everything is open to you. And just, like, remain, you know, remain positive. Look forward. Don't resist, you know, what is behind you now, okay? So you basically just need to put one foot in front of the other. And, you know, when you do, you're going to see that happiness awaits you, hon, okay, on that path.
Wow.
Okay. And I'm being shown, like, the path is all lit up. Like, here it's dark, so the path is all lit up with stars. Okay, and that to me tells me that, you know, it's going to be a path that's going to be filled with fulfillment where your dreams are coming, you know, true. And I'm getting sort of like wish upon a star. And, Sandy, don't be afraid. There's going to be magic coming in your life. Surrender all your fears, and you're going to see that, you know, there's going to be magical moments. It's going to be filled with love. There's going to be miracles coming your way. And let go of any resistance that you're holding on to, hon, okay? The angels want you to take a few deep breaths now with me and just let that tension out, okay? You know, breathe in a couple times slowly in and out and just let the tension fade away, hon, okay?
Yeah.
And trust what you're getting. Tune into your inner voice. Be aware of what your gut is feeling. And, you know, we all get those aha moments. Pay very close attention because they're really important right now. Okay?
Yes.
And the angels
yes.
are showing me the, you know, person that you're waiting for is someone that can be really trusted. Okay? So just, you know, start just welcoming that person in. I'm getting the letters B and K around you. So I don't know if it's that person or someone that might help you meet that person, but those are the letters that Ginger is showing me right now, okay?
Okay. B and K.
And she's saying you're in a... Yeah, B as in boy,
okay.
And then K. She's letting me know that this is a very positive time for you, and you're going to be, you know, manifesting wonderful things.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Okay. Well, you know what? Hold on, because there's more amazing to come. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, Sandy, and thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, DC. That was a beautiful reading. This is Eileen, Sandy. And what
Hello.
I have for you, what I have for you, first of all, is actually moreover that there is actually going to be a windfall coming your way. But for some reason, you're going to have to actually take the leadership in this and really put yourself out there and step forward. As you do that, though, there's really going to be a lot more unexpected support coming your way, and you're really going to be able to have the confidence to know that you're actually creating this new relationship rather than waiting for it to arrive, which means you're going to... you're going to set it up with the boundaries that you expect to, that you're comfortable to live within and around, and that whoever is willing to accept those boundaries is the one that's going to arrive in your life. So that's really what I have to say, is take the leadership, you know, as far as creating this relationship. You actually are very, really have the magic to do so right now. You have the magic to really do anything or create anything that you want right now. And so it really is time to move forward and make those things happen. I'm also hearing for you to be assertive and again, declare that authority situation for yourself. It's time for you to really, this is like a magical creation that you're going to do. This is not a push your sleeves up, jump out there and do the work. This is going to be, like you said, you've started doing a little more positive work lately. So you're mm-hmm. going to create an energy of positivity and magic around you. You are going to ask fairies come in and bring light that sparkles around you. And as you do that, and then, like I said, you take that leadership role, you put yourself out there, you set your boundary, you carry yourself as the woman that you are, and that you will expect nothing, you know, that is your bottom and there is nothing less that you're willing to accept for yourself. As you do that, then the right person is actually going to come in. So know that is really what you're expected to do right now. Also, let me see what else I'm seeing for you. I'm actually seeing feathers, and feathers often, because part of what I'm working with is a Indian energy deck here today, and those feathers are very much like what they use the dream catchers for, and those feathers, as the wind flutters through the feathers, catches your dreams. So the next part of this message is to actually dream about who it is that you want to align with. Imagine them already in your life. Watch them walking side by side with you. If you are a hand holder, then they're holding your hand. If you're a hiker, you've each got backpack on and you're up in the mountains hiking. But imagine yourself already with this person. Set the dreams, especially just before you go to bed at night. Set those dreams in your mind and say, one of the affirmations that really works so well for creating what you truly want is the I am affirmation. And it is about not saying I am going to, but I am already there. I am so happy and grateful that you have brought this wonderful man that loves to do all the adventurous things that I like to do. I see us in backpacks walking up a mountain. So, that, you know, that's an example of how to set those I am, you know, meditations in your mind. And the best time to set them is the last 5 minutes before you go to sleep. So you lay down, you say your evening prayers. And then with the end of that prayer session, you say, you know, I am a beautiful person. I am a wonderful person to be with. I am walking with that new mate that I so enjoy, and he so enjoys the things that I like to enjoy. And so that's how you set up the energy around you. Like you said, you've been working with energy, trying to attract this positive energy. That's how you set up the energy around you to attract these things into you. Then you are already vibrating as though the person has already arrived.
Okay.
And and so then you're already in that vibration. And then when they arrive and that right person comes into that vibration, you will feel that person vibrating at the level of what you're vibrating at, and you'll know that that's the person that was meant to come into your life. This plan will really work out perfectly. I see it working that way. Just as the sun rises, you know, in the east, don't be more than amazed that how these ideas are really going to deliver you and lead to the rewards and what you really want. Please don't forget, though, each and every day in those that set of prayers that I, you know, feel that we should do as we close our day, those prayers are prayers of gratitude. So make sure that you say those prayers of gratitude. That is also what works on helping really, really align what we want. I see you really walking in beauty and grace. Again, I'm hearing it again and again, that you are to carry yourself, set the boundaries of who you are, and do not allow you to compromise your boundaries any less than what you're willing to accept. Because if you do, you will surely regret it. You won't be happy. Things will not line up the way you wanted them to, and you'll wonder, wait, I did all this work, da 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 da. How come it didn't work out? Well, I know from experience, because we allowed our boundaries to be lessened because we thought that person was coming in front of us and was the right person. And truly, they proved not to be. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Thank you so much. A lot of information. Fantastic. I am. Yes. And it will be positive. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And if it is a lot of information for you to have taken in, there will be a replay of this. You can go back into Blog Talk to Sacred Embers is our station, Angel Antics is the show, and then you pick this one for this date, and you can re-listen to your message. All right?
Thank you so much. You're wonderful.
You're welcome, Sandy. Thanks for all the Angel Antics. All right, my next caller is from the 646 area code. 646, welcome to Angel Antics, and who am I speaking to? Hello? Well, it doesn't appear 646 is standing by their phone, so we're going to go ahead and put them back on hold, and we are going to go to the... I've actually got two of these, so don't be shocked if it's not you. It's a 940595, right?
Yes.
940?
Yes. That's me.
Hi,
Sharon.
Thank you, too. Hi, Sharon.
This is Sharon.
Hi,
thank
Sharon.
You.
Welcome to Angel. Do you have a question for us tonight?
No, I'm just open to see what y'all pick up.
All right, great, wonderful. Let's see what we've got tonight.
Okay.
Hi, Sharon. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
The first thing I'm getting for you, Sharon, the first thing I was getting is the word miracle.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been praying? Because I'm getting that you've been asking for miracles, you know, for miracles, and they're coming your way. Even if you can't,
yes.
you know, figure out how they're coming, that's not for you to worry about. Allow God and the angels, you know, to figure out, you know, the how, the when, and the, you know, the where and everything. But you are manifesting
uh-huh.
these miracles, okay? And
okay.
as you are, you know, manifesting, you have Mother Mary with you, and she's gonna help you during this time. And she's just asking that you be compassionate, okay?
Okay.
And she's me, you know, a woman and child, so it would be your mother. And realize that, you know, she always did the best that she could, okay? And if
okay.
there's any emotions that need to be released, ask Mother Mary as well to come in, and she's going to help you with that, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and with that being said, we have a beautiful angel coming forward, and the angel's name is Shamshael. And what I'm getting is you're going to be, like, starting over, okay? And this beautiful angel is saying, begin again, beloved child. There's much more before you. Begin again with each breath. Begin again with each footstep, one in front of the other. Begin again with each thought, choosing to think differently. Begin again with fresh eyes, seeing yourself and others with compassion. Dust off your dreams. Begin again, okay? Okay, and with that being said, my dog Ginger is coming through. She transitioned in July, and she was with me my whole journey, and she's still with me. And she's saying that you've been running around, Sharon. Have you been running around? Like, she's showing me, like, you know, you're here, you're there, you're everywhere. She's saying, please slow down a little bit. Enjoy life a little bit more. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
She's showing me like you're all over the place. And she's saying that you are such a beautiful gift to our world, you know? And what you're doing, you know, you're doing really well. Like, you're doing a great job. She really wants you to believe in yourself, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know why she's saying labor room. When I, you know, labor room, I'm hearing like possibly like someone is having a baby. So I don't know if it's you or someone around you, but I'm getting there's like
not
changes.
Me.
Okay, there's going to be like some kind, either like a pregnancy, a birth, an adoption. Maybe there's some kind of living change. Okay. But there's something there, you know, it's going to be big changes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So hold on to that. Okay, and she's showing me like this beautiful mirror, and she's saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And she's saying she wants you to look in the mirror and actually let your inner beauty shine outward, okay? And
okay.
she really wants you to have the confidence that you should have because you are beautiful. Okay, and she wants you to feel that beauty from within, and she wants you to share it with the world, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
And we have a beautiful goddess coming forward, and her name is Bridget. She's a Celtic goddess of Ireland, okay? And she's letting you know that your spiritual fire is growing within, and she's asking that you recognize the power of your soul, okay? It's greater than you think it is. Sharon, you've come a long way since you began your journey, okay? And there's a powerful force with you. You have the ability to create wonderful changes,
okay?
In your life, and you can not only change your life, you can inspire others to do the same, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying be aware there may be new projects, opportunities, but this is really a fertile time for you, okay?
Okay.
So just if you get stuck and need a little help, you can call on the angels. And as well, you can call on our goddess Bridget, and she's going to light the way. And with that being said, I'm seeing all these little lights around me. It's hard to focus. Okay. And I'm getting from the angels as well that you have to trust that there's a reason for everything that is happening in your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just try not to you know, try not to connect with the negativity that's around, okay?
Okay.
If possible, remove yourself, okay? And you're sort of, you know, like focusing on things that are maybe like a little frightening or bringing you worry, okay? And you're asked not to do that. There's going to be, you know, resolutions with any difficulty that you've had. It's going to be the end of a difficult time, and you're going to feel like, you know, there's going to be like a major weight lifted off your shoulders, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, the stress that you had, you know, I see you have been doing like many things at once. That's going to end because there's going to be sudden changes, okay? So just, you know, surrender to joy and, you know, and to the inner peace that are coming for you, okay?
Okay.
And one of the ways to really start changing your life is just connect with your joy, okay?
Okay.
Smile, make you happy, okay? And just, you know, the more joy that you surrender to, like, the more joy is going to come your way, okay?
Okay.
And
thank
you're going
to
have, like, this inner, and others are going to just, like, they're going to resonate with your good vibes, okay?
Okay.
And instead of worrying, always pray, okay? Give whatever it is that you're holding, you know, within, give it completely over to God and the angels. And when you do pray, you pray from your heart, you know, it's going to be heard throughout the universe. And, you know, your prayers always get answered, okay? And I'm getting support is going to come to you. It is arriving. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me see. Okay. I'm getting a letter D around you. Ginger is saying the letter D. So usually it's a person, and it may be someone that's coming in to help you. If it doesn't make sense now, just write it down somewhere and look at it like every now and then, and it will make some sense to you, Sharon. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, Eileen had spoken with the last reading about like angel feathers. Well, I'm seeing like this massive feather, and I mean, it's a really big one, and that to me means that someone is needing your help. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, just be aware of the people that are around you. There's going to be someone that you're going to have to, you know, if you will, you're going to, you know, be able to help. And the angels are thanking you for your earthly assistance, okay?
Okay.
You know, you're coming in and helping, you know, helping them as well. Okay. And I'm getting, Sharon, you are on, you know, you're on the path that you're supposed to be on, but there's still a lot that you have to do, okay? You're going to have the ability, you know, the angels are with you. You're going to have the ability to face any challenge, any kind of obstacle, okay?
Okay.
And you have the passion to succeed. You do have that passion, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you're romantically involved with someone, but I'm seeing, like, little hearts as well.
Yes,
okay?
My husband.
Okay, so it's just going to get, like, really sweeter, okay?
Okay.
Just don't be afraid to communicate how you're feeling, because when you, you know, start communicating, you're going to see it gets easier and easier, okay?
Okay.
So really try to communicate your feelings, hon, okay?
Okay.
And, hon, that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. Thank you for calling us.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Let's see. What do I have? What I have for you today is that you really have what it takes. So believe in yourself. You haven't been as confident as you should be lately, but think you've been thinking you're powerless, but you really aren't. It's just a little bit of a lack of self-confidence, which has a lot to do with our what I call our monkey mind. Which is really a portion of your ego telling you you can't, but you really can. So don't let fear or thinking that you have any kind of lack holding you back, because you don't. That's just getting in your way. You're actually very, very beautiful. You're very, very able and strong to present yourself as really carry yourself in high regard and expect nothing less than for everyone to treat you in that manner. You are deserving of it in more ways than one. And so, you know, just know that you really, you're the one who has to set that standard. And you're the one who has to accept that you have no lack in your life in any way. You know, just tell yourself that you really have what it takes, and that whatever you want in life, and that is your desire, you just have to really go for it and believe in yourself that it's yours. Because you have that. It's yours, and you just need to put yourself out there and believe it yourself. So just, okay. You know, it has to do with, you know, when you've done your labor, protect those fruits of your labor. Don't let other people say it wasn't enough or that, you know, the challenge wasn't at what you're saying it was, because if it was a challenge to you to accomplish these things of your labor, then it was a challenge. I'm also seeing that you are either called or work in the area of some type of environmental conservation, that, you know, maybe you do park cleanups or something like that. And I just see that would really be just a place that you could put yourself in and really shine and feel like you're really doing your part. It would be something that would really help build your own personal self-esteem to give to others in that way. And I'm just seeing that's something that you should try to put yourself out there and help in some way, whether it be a park cleanup. That's all I'm getting is park cleanup, but that's something that you should do. So I don't know what your community is like. I know our community has a lot of park cleanups. We've got a very large city park here where I live. And so I don't know why, that's just what I keep hearing. So next thing that I have for you is trust that there's a reason that everything has been happening the way it is. And remove yourself from anything that is creating any negative emotions around you, or that others are bringing their negative emotions forward and wanting you to deal with their emotions about things. They don't necessarily want you to deal with their problems, but they want you to deal with their emotions about their own problems. And they actually need to take responsibility for both. It's not something you can do for them. You can be a lending ear, and you can be a kind word, but don't focus on their worries. Those are their worries, and so please just, you know, like I said, be that lending ear, be that kind soul, but don't focus on their worries, because they want you to deal with their emotions, and we can't do that. We don't have the ability to fix someone else's emotions. We only have the ability to really through ours, and for most of us, that's plenty, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the other thing that I hear is that you need some, I think in this area, you really need some balance and for that harmony to prevail. So do the work that you need to. And like I said, it may deal with, you know, I know I said lend a compassionate ear, so on and so forth, but I'm also hearing that you might need to stand up to others too in order to retain your own space and what's going to go along with you. Know that you have, that you really have like a mystical being, that you have a mystery about you, or a mysticalness around you that really was with you from long, long ago. And know that this is a sacred gift, and that you can restore this balance in yourself, and you can bring this energy forward. And as you do, it's actually going to bore you to opening up two messages for yourself. And
okay.
It's just, you know, I think you have some work to do, some surrender to do.
Yes.
And by doing that, it's going to shift you into an energy that is going to multiply tenfold. But you do need to do the work. Again, I'm seeing, I'm getting the message of prayer feathers again, which is also, you know, as the wind blows through feathers, it is also about setting your dream in those feathers and allowing the wind to take those and bring them forth into the energy. So, you know, again, like I had told the past reader, and DC also told you, the same thing is coming in for you, is to, you know, put your dreams out there, set them, like I had told the last caller, to do that I am meditation just before falling asleep, and already see yourself in the dreams that you want, and set that as your intentions as you're falling asleep. And that way your subconscious can help align those for you, because
okay.
we think that, yeah, our subconscious kind of takes over when we're sleeping, and that will allow you to set that dream and bring your dreams forward.
Okay.
The last thing that I have for you is to really take the time to be still and take time to really silence yourself and listen. You are your own internal source of power and messages. So make sure that you take some time to meditate and allow yourself to surrender to the stillness. In order to do this, you really must use the breath. And one of the first foundations of doing breath work is breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds. Continue to do this for, you know, 3 to 5 minutes until you learn the practice and get used to the practice of the breath. And that is where we can go to find our greatest stillness, to listen to our sacred self. That sacred
okay.
space in the heart is then allowed to open up so that you can listen to your sacred space and you receive your own messages, which are really going to be the most true. I know don't go away. I don't want you to not come ask us, because we love giving messages. But our own true messages are always delivered to us when we ask. And so
okay.
the best way to read that is to work with the breath in our meditation. And that is the last message I have for you tonight. I hope that resonated with you.
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling Angel Antics. All right. Now, our next caller is actually from the same area code, but they have a different prefix. And so that'll be 940-230. 940-230, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
And who am I speaking to?
This is Julie.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us tonight?
No, I was hoping you could maybe find an answer for me. But I don't know. I don't know. I've never done this before. I'm sorry. This is my first time doing this. So I'm just wondering if there's any messages out there for me.
Yeah, usually I just say a general reading, because then whatever your guides and guardians want you to know is what's going to come forward for you. And so if that works for you, that's what I will ask when I set the intention.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Julie, this is DC. And, you know, just by showing up and being here, you're doing a great job, so don't be anxious, don't be nervous, okay?
Okay.
And what I'm getting is I'm feeling like a little bit of like anxiousness around you, but it's not because you're calling into our show. I'm getting that maybe like around a member of your family, a friend, okay? And the angels are saying, Julie, don't worry, because worrying is never the answer. Just maybe see what you can do about it. Talk to them, maybe lend them a hand if need be. But it's really just important to have like an open, line of communication, okay? Julie, is there a lot of stress around you? Because I'm feeling there's the stress around you, it feels really, really heavy. Like my shoulders right now are hurting. So that to me means maybe get a massage. Are you getting enough of sleep? And are you finding ways to really manage your stress?
I'm trying best I can.
Yes. Well, just be aware of it and, just make sure that you, stay on top of it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is it because there's something with the relationship going on?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, just, know that the angels are with you, hon, okay? And they're going to be with you the whole time, okay? And Archangel Michael is coming forward, Julie, and saying the situation no longer serves you, okay? Please just release any attachment that you have to the outcome, okay? And as you do, honey, you're going to see that life is going to get wonderful again, okay? You've got to think positively, Julie. Try to keep your thoughts and your words positive, and you're going to see, that in turn is going to help you to go forward and really thrive, okay? Believe in yourself and magical time that's going to be in your life. You have the angels. You have the ascended masters. We have Archangel Uriel stepping forward, and he's going to be with you. And he's saying there's going to be a trustworthy relationship, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hon. Just please have a little patience is what I'm getting, okay? And, honey, you're going to be okay. Like I said, the angels are with you. It's going to be okay. This is really hard, but it is going to be okay.
Well, what is okay? What does that mean? It's like...
Well, you're going to come out the other end, and like I said, you're going to be in a relationship where it's going to be something that you really want to be in. Julie, I'm getting there's options, many, many options available to you. Although you may feel as though, the situation is very limited, no hope, there's more than that you realize, okay? Opportunities are presenting themselves, but you're not able to see them right now, okay? So try to open your eyes a little bit wider, and you're going to see all the possibilities that are around you. Your life is not what you expect it to be right now. You never thought it'd be, the way it is. Just know that, you're moving forward to a happier life, okay? So
in this one or the next one? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's going to be in this one. And we have Archangel Azrael coming forward. And you are going through changes right now, and, you're not enjoying them. But what you're going through right now is for your highest good. And change is just something that, that we are constantly dealing with. And, sometimes we move through change a little bit faster, a little bit harder. But as we do, we have the ability to grow through these changes. Okay? So please try to relax in the knowledge that the angels are with you as you're going through this change. They're supporting you, okay?
Yeah.
And change, it's going to be very challenging, if you start fighting it, okay? Know that you are supported right now, and you are going to be supported through the whole process. And there's going to be blessings coming into your life. And I know that, there's anxiety, there's fear there, because, not knowing is really scary.
Yeah.
But, Julie, the angels are saying there's plenty of doors opening and there's going to be opportunities presenting themselves to you, hon. Allow yourself to let go.
How do I know which door to go open?
The angels are going to guide you, hon. They're going to guide you, okay? You have a whole divine team around you, okay? One of the angels that you can call upon is Archangel Azrael. And he's going to help you, like I said, through, you know, this time of change and transition. Do you have any animals?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because I'm seeing animals around you. And let these beautiful animals.
I have a lot of animals. I have a lot of animals.
Well, let them support you. That's great. Let them support you at this time. And as you know, animals are filled with unconditional love. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Please embrace unconditional love that they're giving you. And you have family in spirit, and they're reaching out to help you. So not only do you have a divine team, you have your family, you know, that is reaching out to you. And whether you know it or not, Julie, you know, you have a lot to say what's going to happen into your life, okay? It's not, you know, like you're standing there waiting by to see what happens. You have the power, you know, to say, hey, this is what I want to have happen. You can change what you don't like. You can alter your destiny, okay?
Yeah, I think I need a miracle for that.
Well, you're good. Like I said, beautiful changes are coming your way, okay? And, you know, you've been praying. Mother Mary is with you. She's holding you in her loving embrace, okay? And you're being asked to just take that leap, and you have to have a little courage. And like I said, your divine team is with you. They're going to see you, you know, through this, okay? Hey, I'm getting,
okay.
You know, please, you know, let go of the stress that you're holding on to. It's just too much, and it's building up in your body, okay? Let it go and, you know, ground back into Mother Earth there and feel that connection. And, you know, that's going to help you to really calm down and know that, like, divine timing is at play right now. And divine timing may, in fact, be a little bit different than your timing. And that could be, you know, that's called ego timing. Okay? You may feel like, you know, this is not happening fast enough. But please, Julie, just, you know, trust that the universe knows, you know, the divine timing that needs to occur. Okay?
Yeah.
So the
okay.
angels are saying, have patience. Don't worry. Take time. Rest. Okay? I'm getting, you know, you're going to have someone's going to come in and give you some advice. It may be someone that's a professional, okay? And just, I'm getting there's others around you that you could reach out for assistance with as well, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm also, like, while I'm talking to you, like, I'm just, like, really, I feel, like, drained. You really need to get a little bit more rest, okay?
Yeah. You're
and the
absolutely right.
Please, you know, this is something that you really, really need, okay? Pay attention, you know, to your body. Our body talks to us, and you are receiving messages, okay?
I am.
Well, your body is telling you, you know? It's saying, please, Julie, please, you know, let me rest, you know? And make sure you're paying attention to, like, what you're eating and, you know, and all of that, because it's going to build up if you don't, you know, address these, you know, these things that are going on, hon. But I'm getting expect the best, Julie. That's what the angels are saying.
Can
you know,
I ask
don't
you
let
something?
Fear come in. Go ahead, hon.
What does the blue light? What is the blue
okay,
light?
Okay, I'm thinking immediately when you say blue light, I'm feeling Archangel Michael, you know, is with you. Okay. And he's a very big, strong, powerful angel, honey. And he's there and he's protecting you. Okay, are you familiar with any of the angels?
No, I don't. I don't know any of them. I've heard about
them. You know what? You don't even have
tell me.
Names. Just that's okay. You know that there are angels, and just the right angel is going to come in whenever you need assistance. Just you know, you could ask the angels to please help you, and the right one knows who they are. They're going to step forward, okay? But we have Archangel
okay.
Michael. He wants to connect with you, and he's going to help you, okay? He's going to help you to feel protected, okay? And he's going to help you to connect with your joy every day. There's going to be beautiful, unexpected blessings coming your way, okay? He's
oh,
asking,
God,
Julie,
yeah.
when you get up in the morning, you know, just say to him, you know, Archangel Michael, I'm up, you know, I need protection. And you're going to feel as though you have this beautiful blanket of positive energy all around you, okay?
Okay.
And you're
going
to be able to stay positive, be able to manifest great things. Just allow the angels to come in stay and help you, okay?
Okay. Trying, really trying.
Okay. And Julie, please hold on. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon. God bless you, hon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, PC. Thank you so much for that beautiful message. What I have for you, Julie, is that really right now new horizons are awaiting you, and you need to savor the wonders of the world and really appreciate that which is around you, and really, you know, take a few risks. Get out of your comfort zone a little bit and send yourself in the direction of your own freedom. And expand who you want to be. Expand your limits, because it's really time for you to do that in your life. It's a time period of great expansion for yourself, although it may feel like you're exposing yourself. Without it, there isn't enough growth. And I know you're hesitant to do this, but there's also something in you that is saying that life has been a bit lackluster and a little bit stagnant. And what I'm telling you is there is a vast world out there that is waiting for you and expecting for you to arrive and see it. So just know that you really need to set yourself to a level of expansion and you know, move forward. As you do that, you're going to feel some really surging energies, and there's going to be more and more movement and more activity that's going to be in a very abundant and prosperous way. And it's going to come to you in all forms because it's really you, but you have to be open. If you close yourself off and say, no, that's not for me, that's not coming my way, then you're going to close it off. Know that it's coming your way, but you have to accept it. The other thing I'm being told is if you have any medical procedures that need to be done, right now is a good time for you to move forward with those. Because of this positive energy around you, it is at its maximum. So it will also allow for maximum healing and also send you in that direction. This past full moon was really very drawing on you. It created a lot of emotions for you. There was just quite a bit of energy with it. But just know that, you know, it's the last draw of the year, the last draw of anything out there that's still growing, like pumpkins and gourds and things like that. And it's the last of the real, you know, strong, you know, any sun that they'll see that will, you know, make them full. So just know that that was also pulling on you and your energies and your emotions. But right now, it really is time for you to keep your arms open to really receiving. And, you know, sometimes just, you know, standing towards the south in the midday sun, throwing your arms out wide and, you know, feet spread apart and stretch and just, you know, feel that warmth of the noonday sun across your body and accepting the energy that that vibrant sun has to give you is something that you're really being asked to do. To draw in that energy is going to help balance you. I'm also seeing that you've got a lot of your guides and guardians, your ancestors, have been coming around and have been showing you signs, but you're really not picking up on it. You're not picking up on those signs. But the gateway has really been open to communication with them. And so pay a little bit more attention. Don't brush off the signs that you see. You know, so say, you know, Aunt Mildred likes a certain song by, you know, Elvis, and that song comes on the radio right when you're thinking of her. Know that that's a sign that she is with you, she's watching you, she's guiding you, she's around you. So, you know, I don't know if you've been seeing signs or not, but your loved ones have been around you, and they want you to notice them. So please watch for them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes those... Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like they're trying to help me. due to my situation.
Yeah.
But I can't really hear what they're saying. It's muddled. It's hard to understand what you're trying to tell me I'm supposed to do.
Right. Not just that, you know, they tell you, so try to, you know, find time to meditate. And when you go into that meditation, like I said, just said to the last caller about breathing in, 4 seconds out, or hold for four seconds out. As you drop into that breath and you no longer need to count, then you set an intention at that point. I am quiet. I am here to listen. I am here to receive my messages. I am open to receive. And then do your breathing and sit quietly and listen for your messages. I promise you, if you do it in very short order, it really, if you really set your intention in your heart space and are very sincere about that intention, I promise you, you will end up hearing the messages. They just don't. And with that said, actually, the next message I have for you is about for you to step back and withdraw and listen to that inner truth. It is emerging, and in your stillness is when your stillness is where you need to retreat. And know that you are guided. So look for your answers in different ways. Don't expect everything to be in words. Sometimes it will be in signs. Sometimes it will be an odd letter in the mail. Sometimes when you're meditating on a certain thing, and then when you're done, the first thing you flip on the radio, and the song that comes on completely and totally relates to what it was you were meditating on, that's a sign and an answer. So be aware that answers come to us in many, many different ways. Sometimes it's in the clouds. I one time got a message in the clouds. I had been asking on a meditation because I was kind of sending my energies, my spiritual energies and the work that I do here. I was sending it in several different energies, and I was, you know, researching different types of modalities. And one day I dropped into a meditation, and while I was on my walk, and about 20 minutes into it, I asked in my heart, I said, please show me a clear sign of who you want me to work with. What energies do you want me to work with? And as I was walking along, I opened my eyes, and there was a huge angel in the clouds. And I took a picture of her, and I've posted it before for our show. And it's definitely an angel. But, I mean, that was the first thing I saw when I opened my eyes, was this huge angel in the clouds. I was able to capture a picture of her. And so that's a clear message right there that I was told to work with angels. And then shortly after that, I was given another reading by someone, and that person came through and said, because, you know, and even though we do readings, we also receive readings from our, and this person told me, you just need to title yourself as an angel communicator, because that's what you do. You communicate with angels. And so that was, you know, just to share with you that was one of my experiences. The next thing that I have for you, though, is that there is a relationship coming along for you. I completely see it. You need to open your heart to it, and it really could be the beginning of a new relationship or a rebirth of a current one that is going to come through forgiveness and resolution of a problem. Please don't give up. Your relationship can be healed. But it is really, you can do anything, and you can change your life, and you can manifest what it is that you want. You have the magic to repair this relationship, and it will actually come out the other side as a rebirth. And you must accept and allow anything that was not serving that relationship. You have to let it go. It's like cutting cords and cutting ties with that which was not serving you both in that relationship, and know that this is a rebirth of the relationship, and you need to step forward just like you would step through a door and close one behind you. Open a new one as if it was a completely new relationship, even though I actually see it being with someone that either you're on the outs with right now or that you broke up with long ago that's going to be coming back into your life. But know that this is actually going to be magical. And that's the message I have for you. What did you say?
I said, I hope not. You said there was somebody in my past to be coming back to me. I was like,
And you know, it could, you know, maybe it's a more personal relationship. Maybe it's a relationship with a family member that you've had a falling out on, you know, like a sister or something like that.
Could it be
I've
a relationship with God, maybe? Could it be that?
Yes, it very well could be. Because
I'm more focused
very
on how much time I have left on the earth than anything else, you know.
Right. Well, and the other thing that this is actually saying is that this could really be about spiritual epiphanies, are the two words that I'm given, is spiritual epiphanies. And so very much so this could be a relationship that you're creating with God. Yes. If that's what you feel. Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you something now. Can I share this? Can I share this with the radio? The people listening? Because it's kind of an amazing thing.
Sure.
Well, I wasn't going to share this, but I will now. I'm terminally ill, and I've been trying to find the right method to save my life, and I know it's a possibility. I believe that it is, and I'm not in denial. I know there's also possibilities that I won't, but about the angel in the cloud thing that you said, when you said that, it struck a thing with me because my husband and I were at a store, and I turned around and looked in the clouds, and I saw a cross in the clouds because my relationship with God has been very turbulent for a while now, and I didn't feel right about asking God to help me now, you know, because I felt like, well, it's just using God, and I kind of felt, wasn't sure about even calling this place, because honestly, I don't know what I believe anymore. But when you're in the situation that I am, you know, don't know for sure, you know, I'm going to survive or not.
Well, Julie,
really,
what I have
really
to say.
It's really hard to.
And Eileen?
To know. Yes.
Hun, this is DC again. I just want to let you know while you were talking to Eileen, I see Jesus and Mother Mary around you, hun. Okay, and they're with you, and you know, they've heard your prayers, and they're helping you with your situation, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And they just want you to believe, okay? And believe, you know, like, believe in God and believe in miracles, okay?
Well, I
and
do.
Just
I've
know that, you know, you may
life,
have.
So I'm asking for another one. Now.
Yeah, and just, even though, you know, that you've, you know, you haven't always had a good relationship, that's okay. Jesus loves you, okay? So just, you know that they're both with you, like Mother Mary and Jesus are with you, hon, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I just thought that was
so
cool.
Please believe.
You talked about the angels, and I saw the cross in the clouds. And
yep. Yep, and
you know.
And you, like everywhere you look, you have divine support. You know, you have the angels, you have Jesus, you have Mother Mary. You have a divine team around you, hon. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to turn it back over to Eileen, hon. God bless.
Thank you.
I don't know what DC said, because the phone kicked me out when she
called
in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When I was trying to talk.
You said
that. But what I was going to say is, you know, you're questioning whether you have a right to turn to God. And yes, absolutely. You turn to your God, your guides, your guardian angels, your family members that have gone before you. It is never too late. Even if it is in our last breath and we choose to turn to God, it is more than acceptable. Do not question that that is okay. It definitely is okay. So please do that and reach out. And know that they will give you strength right now to get you through the path of what you're going to have to walk right now. And I want to tell you, I am sorry for what you're experiencing right now. It just must be so hard to fathom, you know, to really what you're going through. And my heart pours out to you. And so with that, I'd like to ask, when I get off the phone, is it all right if I drop into my healing space and send you Reiki when I get off the phone to help just ease your path? Will you allow me to send to you?
I would really love that. I'd appreciate it very much.
And, hon, I would like to join in with that healing energy as well. And the one modality of Reiki that we have, if you will allow us, we would like to place a Reiki bank around you, and you could pull, from that bank all the energy that you need. And there's an unlimited supply that is going to help you on your journey, hon, here, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
As
and
much
we'll
as you
do
want.
Is,
we're going to
as soon as we get off the phone, Dee and I will both drop in at the same time so that our energy is coming to you all at once to surround you. Like she says, we will drop this Reiki bank around you, and you can go back and drop into that relaxing space and ask for more energy from that bank at any time. As DC said, it will have an endless supply of energy for you waiting. All right, Julie?
Okay. Thank you so
all
much.
Right.
Appreciate it very much.
All right. Angel blessings. And thank you for calling in for us today. Uh-huh. You're welcome. All right. And anyone else that would like to say a prayer for Julie tonight after the show, I'm sure she would not deny prayers of love and kindness from everyone and anyone. More than not, prayers can always help. I'm going to go back. I've got several more callers here. I'm going to go back and see if our 646 caller is on. Here you go, 646.
Hi.
Are you there? Hi, who am I speaking to? Hi, who am I speaking to?
It's Helena.
Helena, welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I do. I have a meeting tomorrow morning with someone that might be able to help me with backing some of my work. And just wondering if there's anything I should know about it or be aware of or anything I should do.
All right. Well, let's see what we've got.
Okay.
Hi, Helena.
Hello.
It's Cece, hon. Okay, I'm getting this person that you're connecting with tomorrow. Just be, really on your toes with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm getting they might be the type that really, they know how to charm you, okay?
Yeah.
And when they talk and everything, and I'm getting be careful because in actuality, it could be sort of like a snake charmer. Okay, so just, be careful with that. And I'm also getting that, you have your family
that are with you at this time. You have a woman in spirit that is protecting you. Because I see her standing, you know, she's standing like right over you, hon. And
okay.
She's protecting you. Okay? And she's saying that, you know, she is going to, you know, make sure that, you know, there are going to be many, you know, many beautiful, like, possibilities coming up in your future, okay? And she's lighting, like, candles. She's lighting this path for you to walk down, okay? And she's saying, please don't worry. There's going to be a lot of people, you know, that are going to be there to help you, Helena. And just please, you know, focus on the positive, okay? And, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's, you know, many positive things for you to focus upon, okay?
Okay.
Have you been meditating, Helena? Because I'm really getting, like, there's, you know, like, it's quiet now, like, as you're connecting with me, but at times, like, it's really noisy, and I could still hear, like, noise, even though it's quiet. So, you know, have you been able to, you know, get that quiet time that you so need?
A little bit, not enough. Especially
that's,
not
see, that's what I'm getting,
24
you know?
Hours. Yeah.
Okay, and this woman in spirit, she's saying, you know, Helena, that you always can come and talk to me, and you know that, okay? Do you have a hard time talking to someone that has transitioned?
No, not really.
Okay, because she's asking why aren't you talking to her, you know? She's there, she wants to help you, you know? And she's saying, you know, when you feel like, you know, there's no one to talk to, I'm here. You can talk to God, you can talk to the angels, you can talk to me. Just share what you're feeling, what's on, you know, what's really like laying heavily upon your heart. Okay, Helena? But the
okay.
angels are saying as well that you're, you know, that you've worked hard and you've put a lot of effort to it, into it, and I'm getting there's going to be financial security. And this woman in spirit is saying, you know what, you really deserve a little quiet time, a little break, a little R&R, and really to enjoy everything that you've been creating, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting there's going to be celebrations around you. Okay, and this is
mm-hmm.
going to be a beautiful time of prosperity. You're going to have a really, like, nice life. I'm getting, you know, abundance, safety, security. There's no need to really worry right now, okay? And I'm getting, like, Ginger saying it's just the opposite. This is a time to really have fun. She wants you to plan a party, okay? But know that you deserve this because you have worked so hard, Helena, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting that you're finally going to decide where you want to go because what she's saying is that you're putting down some roots, okay?
Hmm.
And I'm getting
okay.
you're going to have, a beautiful new home, Helena. That's what she's showing me. Okay?
Hmm. Yeah.
The other thing I'm getting from the angels is just, you know, ask for guidance. You have a divine team with you 24/7. Okay, and when you ask for help, you know, open your arms wide to receiving, Helena, okay?
All right.
Okay, and I know that you know that we, you know, that we're spiritual beings, we're having an earthly existence, and there's no need to believe in scarcity, okay? The angels are
yeah.
saying you need to really get a little bit more rest, Helena, get a little bit more sleep, surrender to the magic that is all around you, okay? You know, remember like when you were a child, how, you know, life seemed magical? Connect with
mm-hmm.
that again, okay? And
yeah.
just, you know, you can look back, you know, like just, you know, look at the past, you know, see yourself in the present, but look forward because the future is going to be so bright, okay? You're
okay.
finally going to, you know, like really understand your life purpose. And I'm seeing that, you know, you're realizing it's a time to move on. And you are choosing to make those beautiful, you know, changes, okay? And they're going to be major changes that are going to be a step, you know, into happiness. So just, you know, just start to move forward and know that God is with you. Mother Mary is with you. They're helping you all the way, you know, as you go down the path. You have a trinity of angels with you. You have faith, hope, and charity, Helena, okay?
Yeah.
So they're with you as well, and they're helping you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're a very powerful, like you said, you know, they're a very powerful trinity of angels, okay? And they're going to guide you to your highest and your best.
And as well, you have another angel with you, and she's talking about, you know, a phase of your life, Helena, may be coming to an end, but it's important to know that it's not the end of your story. When one door opens, of course, one door closes, one always opens. Mm-hmm. Okay? Don't feel like a desperation for change, you know? It's coming. It's almost here, and you feel it, you know? And
yeah.
Know that you have all these beautiful divine beings with you. And anything that you thought, you know, was an illusion, okay? And you're going to leave that all behind you. And, Helena, you're a very powerful, peaceful warrior, okay? So this beautiful, you know, angel is saying, tie up those loose ends and take heart. This is going to be really one of the most exciting times of your life, Helena. And I don't know if you've been noticing, but when you're outside and things, are you watching? Because I'm seeing there might be, like, be butterflies. Eileen talked about, like, you know, if you look at the clouds, you see things in the clouds. But you're getting a lot of signs from heaven. Is it around someone's birthday or an anniversary or something?
November. No, closest would be my father, December 20th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're achieving big things, and you're doing it, you know, like one step at a time, Helena. Okay?
Baby
just
steps.
Remember to say thank you, you know, and acknowledge, like, everything that's coming your way, okay?
Okay.
Okay, honey, and that's what I have for you. I hope that helps. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless,
thank
Helena.
You. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, Helena. What I have
Helena.
For you about this, Helena, about this situation that's coming along is that you need to take your own action. And because of this being about the power of your own creativity, your success is really going to allow in making sure that you are in charge of the situation. You know, don't contemplate what the perfect strategy is. Arrive with what you feel the strategy should be and fix your eyes on that. Fix your eyes on the horizon of what you see your vision is. And then see if that person is going to meet that vision of what you want done. And if they're not, then it's not the right situation. But this is really about you and taking it into your own power. And part of this is going to be through releasing some of the things that have happened in your past where you have allowed people to take your power from you. You've allowed people to, you know, make the decisions or, you know, decide what the best route is. And so this is about letting that go. And really, you know, opening up the new opportunities for yourself and setting the vision. Time to move on, move forward, and move into what you want this to look like. Okay? You have your own vision of what you want it to look like. And so make sure that whoever you're working with has a clear picture of your vision and that is where they want to move your efforts into, because this is the fruit of your efforts, your labor, and you must protect it. Prepare for any possible challenges that lie ahead of you, because you want your vision needs to come through as you want your vision. And so just know that whatever it is that lies ahead of you is what you need to align yourself with. And no, I did give another caller a suggestion about before falling asleep, setting your intentions. And so for you, I don't know if you can put that vision into words, but set the intention with I am and, you know, say I am and then see that vision. You know, I am...
Yep.
I am displaying my artwork. I have a, you know, I am the featured artist, at this certain museum or this certain gallery that you want to be shown at, because you know all the best artists in your area are shown at that gallery. And so you say, I am grateful that I am showing my work at the 1078 Broadway Gallery. And you set these affirmations before you've arrived. And you keep setting them until you arrive. That's aligning the energy with the universe of what you want and making it align with what you want. So also set these intentions with the vision of how you see your efforts being displayed, being shown, and you know, possibly, you know, being put out there to help make you money. But you don't want it to be in a way that doesn't resonate with you. And so make sure that you've envisioned what it is, and that that person that you're going to be working with is prepared for the challenges to set it up the way that you want it, and really standing your ground and making sure that that happens. And that's the message I have for you tonight.
Thank you. That's good.
And Helena,
Eileen,
I'm getting that she was either Helen of Troy or she has a connection with Helen of Troy. So I don't know if that resonates with you at all, Helena.
I don't know.
Because I'm getting the goddess of beauty and perfection. So, you know, look it up and just see. That's what I was hearing.
Oh,
Helen of
lovely.
Troy. Helen of Troy. Okay, Helena, God bless, honey.
Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you. Lots of love.
Oh, you're very,
you.
Very welcome. Well, we're down to less than 3 minutes, so we really don't have time to take any more callers, even though I still have a switchboard full here. I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight, and I would love for you guys to all call back again next week. I did make note of the phone numbers of the people that have called in, and if I see you, I do keep track. And so if I see you as one of the earlier callers next week, when we come on, we usually do the show either Thursday at 4 or Friday at show, depending at 4, depending on our schedules. And so if I see your number come up next week, I will bring you on and try to get your answers, your questions answered. Either that or your answers questions. I don't know. I can't help it.
It's all good.
Just the way my brain works.
It's all good.
And DC, again, I want to thank you so much for being my co-host. Again, you know, we both were honored with recognitions at the American Federation. DC, you are able to do this work all day, every day, and have been for a number of years. And it really does show how much love you are giving to others, because we both started out and that was what we wanted, was to give this love through our gifts. And you are giving so much love to the world by all the work you do. I am honored to work with you, DC, and I am very proud to be your partner. And I am very thrilled that we were both recognized in our own right. But congratulations, DC, for putting yourself out there in this line of work. Sometimes it is very hard to do. People sometimes are very skeptical and not always supportive. And so I commend you for putting yourself out there. And I am honored to be your twisted sister and your partner in crime here on Angel Antics.
Oh, thank you, Eileen, and I'm honored that you are my partner, and you may not have as much time as I do to do this work, but no matter what's going on in your life, you do take that time, and you make that time to help others, and for that, you know, that is worthy of an honor in itself, hon. I love you dearly.
Yeah, well, we're just lucky we found each other.
You're not kidding.
She's resonating.
I mean, who else would run with jacket, Eileen? Who else is going to run in a straight jacket with me? You know,
who else is going to run in a straight jacket while carrying scissors, right?
Carrying, yes.
All right. Well, we want to thank everybody for coming today, and we look forward to you calling in again next week. Thank you so much for joining us with Angel Antics. And I have to tell you all, I love you. I love you, BC.
And I love you, Eileen, and I love everyone.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night.